The parents of an American student are putting pressure on the U.S. government to free their son. The student is Ahmed Abu Ali. He's 23 years old. His parents say he's been in prison for more than a year in Saudi Arabia, and they charge that the U.S. government wants him there. They've launched a lawsuit that names, among others, Attorney General John Ashcroft and Secretary of State Colin Powell. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Ahmed Abu Ali was sitting down to take his final exams at the Islamic University of Medina in Saudi Arabia. Shortly after he began, security guards entered the room and arrested him. Abu Ali, who was born in Texas and raised in Virginia, was driven from the campus to a local prison. His sister, Tasneem, says the family didn't know about his arrest until several days later, when their home in Falls Church, Virginia, was raided.
It was an FBI raid. They were FBI agents from the Washington field office, and they took computers. Absurdly enough, they took my brother's video game. They said that the Saudis had arrested him and that they had no information.
The FBI agents had a search warrant as part of an investigation trying to link Abu Ali to a group of men the government said were training in Virginia for overseas terror assignments. The government did convict several men in that investigation, but Abu Ali has never been charged in the case. In fact, he's been held without charge since he was arrested. His sister, Tasneem, says the family has led an exhaustive attempt to find out what happened to him.
The U.S. officials, from the very beginning, they've kind of played ping pong with us, by saying that it's a Saudi case and that the Saudis want him. I think, they were able to avoid our questions and avoid the legal matters that arise from holding him in this manner.
Tasneem says over the past 13 months, it became clear that Abu Ali's arrest and detention was requested by the U.S. government. The family lawsuit filed in the federal court in Washington maintains that the Saudi government would release him if the Bush administration requested. Human rights groups say this case is similar to others, in which the government has directed another country to take custody of an individual so that he can be interrogated in a manner that would not be permitted under U.S. law. Kenneth Roth, the executive director of Human Rights Watch, says the government suspects that many of the individuals are low-level al-Qaeda operatives.
And in these cases, rather than holding them at Guantanamo or in U.S. custody, the United States seems willing to just send them someplace else, and it seems largely indifferent to the treatment that they might receive by the receiving country.
The Abu Ali lawsuit is relying on recent Supreme Court rulings that foreigners arrested overseas and held at the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, can challenge their detentions in American courts. The Supreme Court specified that its ruling pertained to Guantanamo Bay detainees only. And Doug Kamek, a professor of law at Pepperdine University, says it's unclear what legal basis a federal court could use to free Abu Ali if, in fact, the government did order his arrest and detention.
But I think as part of the war on terror, I think the United States could logically argue that those who are reasonably suspected of being part of an al-Qaeda network could be detained either directly by us or with the assistance of another nation at our request, at least for a reasonable period of time. And I think that's probably how this incident began. The real question is why it continues to this day.
That will be difficult to determine. Now that the lawsuit's been filed, the government is not commenting on the case. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.